you to take the Word of God and turn with me to the Gospel according to John, if you would, please. The Gospel according to John. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture in just a moment, and I want you to follow along as I speak about the Christian leader. Sometimes people wonder why we have Christian education. And we have Christian education to try to train young people to become all God wants them to be and to be the leaders and men and women that they have the potential of being. And I want to take this one verse. And the Bible says in John chapter 8 and verse 29, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." May I read it again, please? The Bible says, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." What does it mean to be a Christian leader? I want to tell you a little story. It is my privilege to help young people and to work with young people for more than 50 years. And sometimes when they finish the days of their youth, they fall in love and want to be married. And we have weddings, Christian weddings at churches, and people are instructed about what a Christian wedding is. A Christian wedding is different from a wedding that is not among Christian people. It's not to be patterned after the world. And so we say we believe that in a Christian wedding there should be beautiful dress, but modest as Christians. We believe there should be Christian music and not the music of the world. These are Christian people. There should be Christian comments and the Word of God given in a Christian wedding, because there are two people coming together to be one, to build a life together, to honor God, to serve God, and to rear a Christian family. It never stands alone. If we don't have boys and girls who grow up to be men and women who love the Lord and serve the Lord, how are we going to continue to promote the things that are Christian? You can't separate all of that. Now, the question I have is, would it be better for us to sit in a chair somewhere and say to those young people, once they're grown and want to get married, have a great love for one another, now this is what we require for a Christian wedding? Or would it be better for them to say, because of what they've been trained and taught and believe, how they've been reared as Christians, to say, "Pastor, we want to have a truly Christian wedding. And this is how we want it to be, to honor God. And music to honor God. And every part of it to honor God, because we're Christians." In other words, if you've got the idea that we have to constantly stay after people to do the right thing, even when they become adults, there comes a time when we ought to grow up and we ought to desire what God desires. And that should be taking place in Christian education. It can't be confined to a school. It happens everywhere, in the home, everywhere. The boy or the girl is having activity to have a Christian life and Christian instruction. If we're going to talk about Christian leadership, there's no more example better than we can find in the Lord Jesus. And he said, "He that sent me." For a Christian leader, it may be a young mother who makes the greatest influence on her son or daughter. But she knows she has been given a responsibility, or he knows he's been given a responsibility by God. "I felt as a boy that God had something for me." And I don't think you find a Christian leader that doesn't begin with God and knows that God has guided his or her life. God has allowed them to live, to grow, to learn, and someday will allow them to lead and influence. He says, "He that sent me is with me." For every real Christian leader, there has to be the conscious presence of God. You know, to think that we have the opportunity to be with people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and tell them how to live is ridiculous. People should learn to live under the ruling presence of Jesus Christ and know that God is with them. That's what we're praying for. God is with them. He said, is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. There's never a time in a person's life who's leading that he or she doesn't know that God is with me. And no matter what crisis, what comes, things may happen in a home that no one ever believed would happen. But remember that God is with you. And that's vital to living a Christian life and ever becoming the leader God wants you to be. And then the Lord Jesus says, for I do always those things that please him. Often people hear about rules, standards. You know, all of that could be done away with. All of it. If we developed young lives to the point that they loved the Lord and lived conscious in the presence of God, to the place they say, I'm going to, in every area of my life, do the thing that pleases Jesus Christ. You see, I'm impressed with their school days. I'm impressed with the classwork and awards, victories. But I'm more impressed when they've been influenced by Christian education in the home and school and grow up to be men and women who don't have to be forced to do the right thing. They're men and women who choose to make the right decisions. Isn't that what we want? That's what we're praying for. Let's pray together, may we?